get you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Get your money all you like. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a song to cut you down with. Oh no. Oh no. Whatever gets you through your life. Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope. Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
That's right. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, Shelley, you can't eat gold. And it's true. I've tried. It's chewy. It kind of hurts your teeth.
Yeah.
People always need some kind of currency.
Yes.
And at my place, I've got all kinds of canned food stocked. I've got water stockpiled. I mean, I've got a lot of that stuff on hand. But I realize that our currency currently, the Federal Reserve notes, are very, very wishy-washy, and around the world, they're not very highly regarded anymore. Right. We're always going to rely on some means of trading something to get something, and that's why I invest in gold and silver. I've worked with your company and bought plenty of stuff from you guys. A lot of people that I know are doing that.
Right.
How do you advise people? What do you suggest people do right now if they really want to be prepared for changes that may come?
Well, I say do exactly what you're doing. Do the things that make sense. Put back, you know, food and other essentials and, you know, take care of yourself, take care of your family, but also put back gold and silver, because if something does happen, you do need to trade for goods and services. And I have a customer who was around when he's a Ukrainian customer, and went to bed one night, woke up the next day, their currency was worth nothing. And you had nothing unless you had gold and silver that had value, and now he buys all the gold he can get his hands on here. So, you know, it's a story. Take it or leave it, but, you know, just be prepared. Just, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket and bury your head in the sand and think nothing's going to happen.
Well, the good thing about Wright's Coin Shop is that people can actually call you personally and discuss their particular situation and needs with you.
Yes.
What's your number there at Wright's Coin Shop?
Our number is 828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402. And people who are lucky enough to live near the Asheville area, they can just come visit you guys off of I-40, exit 51.
Yes.
You're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road.
Yes.
And what are your hours there?
Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30.
Well, you know, you could say, well, you can't eat gold,
right?
But you can't stuff a can of pork and beans up your behind. Right?
This is true.
Right? And for those who may have missed the first segment of the show, because a ball game took up some of the first segment with some of our East Coast affiliates, I read a story about guys in Korea who are melting down gold and they're stuffing it in their behinds to smuggle it to Japan and try to avoid taxes and so on.
Uh-huh.
There are definitely pros and cons. I mean, I think that's why the currency was invented to begin with, because if I have 1,000 sheep, I can't necessarily, you know, drag them around with me every time I go to a marketplace. So you have some type of a representation of that wealth.
Yes.
Whether it's a certificate or a coin or whatever, and that's kind of how economics works. It's a representative currency. And yet, I mean, there are so many people. I read these stories, and I read about people who are incredibly adept at stuffing things in their behinds.
We heard a lot about that.
Yeah, there's always some kind of story about some guy has stuck something incredible, and usually it's guys. Maybe the women are just sliding, or they're, you know, women have more opportunities to stuff things in their bodies, I guess, but the men seem to be more adept at doing this, being pack mules.
Yes, and we have so many stories about that lately.
If somebody brought a coin into you that had been smuggled in a man's behind, would you know it? Or, I mean, do you? I know you do a lot of tests over there at Wright's Coin Shop. Is the smell test step number one?
Well, I got to tell you something. Coins, a lot of times, do not smell very good. Yeah.
Maybe we've discovered the reason.
Know. Nah.
Well, okay, here's a story from North Carolina. And it is about a man who was pulled over for a traffic violation. And, you know, one thing led to another, and they found that this guy had a 10-inch 38 revolver stuffed in his behind.
Okay, I want to know, how does one thing lead to another, and you just discover a gun up somebody's butt?
Well, the cops apparently were suspicious enough that they decided to perform a strip search on the guy, and they gave him the old squat and cough test, as they call it. And at first, nothing turned up. Apparently, you got to do a little bit more than squat and cough. You got to... It's probably, you know, a long process.
Well, you know, we have heard that there was a little vacuum effect there.
Yeah, especially if the barrel's really long. The gun was not loaded. So he was somewhat thoughtful and conscious, conscientious, shall we say. But after they retrieved it, you know, the cop said, you know, it was a legitimate gun. It worked well. And I wonder, like, if the guy had just had the gun, like, I don't know, under his seat or in his glove compartment. That's bad enough. You're not if it's illegal and you're not supposed to be concealing it. But when a guy just stuffs it up his behind, you know there's more to the story here.
Yeah.
There's something going on. But you, on the other hand, have never had any connection to a smuggling scenario along those lines.
Have I ever stuffed a gun up my butt? No, Mr. Warren,
well,
I have not.
Well, maybe not you, but...
Have I ever known anybody that has stuffed a gun up their butt?
Well, no. Anything that's come into Wright's Coin Shop, has it ever been stashed that way?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Oh, I hope you didn't just give our listeners a very bad idea. Ew. And now I'm not going to search for it.
Yeah, who's going to be the first person now who goes into Wright's Coin Shop and says, "One moment, please. Uno momento."
Ching, 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 ching.
We may have some Dark 30 material from your shop to share in the near future. And of course, as I mentioned also earlier, this show brought to you in large part by the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It's crazy. There have been tornadoes in North Carolina in January. Now tornadoes have touched down in Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi. The weather is going to be insane this year. Don't be stuck without power and without fuel, because even if you have a generator, if it's a gas generator, and you can't get the gas, that's just a hunk of junk sitting there. It's not doing you any good. So go look at my free video there at sunshinesimple.com and find out why I created this and why I use it for myself. Here's another story from Pennsylvania about stuffing things in places where maybe they don't belong. Right now, a woman in Pennsylvania apparently has been fired from her factory job. And she says, she's 45, she says she has been unfairly terminated. And it's because people began reporting, her coworkers apparently, that she appeared to be a woman, but there was something rather substantial in her pants. And it turns out it is, or it was, a prosthetic thingy, which that's the term what we find most appropriate here, right, Forrest?
Thingy.
We know what a thingy is. A man has a thingy, a normal man. Some men have a couple thingies, but that's not normal. This woman had a fake thingy down her pants. And they say her position was a packer slash line inspector. Okay, that makes sense. So she is now saying she's, you know, going to sue the company because they are discriminating against her for being a woman who identified with the male gender. But, you know, I'm thinking maybe she over-identifies a little bit, because even a man usually isn't that visible. Now, I would be a great exception, of course, to that, Forrest.
You and me both.
Yeah, well, we're exceptions to the rule. But she must have really been, you know, overdoing it. And for those of you who are fans of the movie, help me out here. What's the satire, the rock band satire in the 1980s?
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. Do you remember that scene when the guy goes through the airport and they're scanning his body and it keeps going beep, beep, right over the crotch area, and they run him through time and time again, and finally he's like, okay, and he pulls out a cucumber that's covered in aluminum foil, and there's never an explanation for this?
I don't remember that,
that's
from that movie.
Spinal Tap, yeah.
I need to go watch it again.
So I don't know just, you know, how valid this issue should be, but apparently her coworkers, they, you know, the buzz got going that she has something substantial enough to make
she's
an impact.
Packing a little more than
she was packing, all right. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have some related news from the UK about another lady with a double life. Then we have, maybe you've seen this show called Undercover Boss. Well, we have a boss who went a little too undercover. You know, we just got a lot of material that, again, it's not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. It's controversial. That's why we call this the Dark 30 Hour. If it's not for you, just turn off the radio and, you know, come back at the top of the next hour. We're going to continue telling you what's happening in the world soon. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark night, it's a dark night. We'll be right back. didn't matter anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night. It's a dark night.
It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. It's the hour when we dig into some of the more controversial and outrageous news. Not for children, not for the easily offended, but all legitimate news stories so far as we can tell. And it's our job, our duty, to bring them to you whenever possible. And don't forget, if you want to see some pretty wild, ghostly photos that I just uploaded to joshuapwarren.com. We'll keep them up there for a while. There is no period after the P. joshuapwarren.com. And also, if you live in an area and you've got a nice venue, you think maybe I would be welcomed there to do my 2012 program, hey, email me and let me know. My email address is there at joshuapwarren.com. So before the break, we were talking about a lady who has been, you know, I guess she feels like she's been fired because that in Pennsylvania, she was packing something more than the job required that was visible. And then I found this story from the UK, and right now, a court in the UK is hearing about what they call the amazing double life of a 19-year-old girl, they call her. I guess it's really a woman once you're 18. That's what they tell you. You're a woman now. And they say that she was one of these who had been disguising herself as a boy so she could date girls. And they say that, okay, just, you know, reading through this, it's a long story. She created several false alter egos, and she was using them to have inappropriate relations with 15 and 16-year-old girls, and tricking them by talking like a boy, wearing boys' baggy clothes, hats, hooded tops, etc. And she was very successful at this. But here's the twist. Here's what surprised me about this. She was doing this with young ladies who already knew her as a woman. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, it's one thing if you put on this persona that you're a boy and that, you know, you're going around there engaging with young ladies from the beginning, them only knowing you that way. But no, she would befriend them as a girl and then was good enough as an actress that she could convince girls who knew her that she was a boy. Now, you're looking very quizzical and maybe somewhat skeptical about this, Shelley.
Why, yes.
Well, explain.
I just don't understand how they couldn't have known. I mean, there's... Yeah, I don't understand.
One of her alter egos was Connor McCormick.
Really?
Yeah, she had several different ones. Connor had slightly different clothing, but still concealed himself, quote-unquote, with a hoodie and baggy clothes. And she, from what I'm understanding here, she has actually said, hey, I'm a great actress. She says, I love life. I like to make people laugh. I'm an actress. Never say never. And so, in a way, she's proven either she's a really good actress or some of these young ladies are really, really stupid.
Kind of comes across as a sexual predator. That,
well, she is.
Yeah.
Certainly. I mean, that's why she's in the court system. You can't be doing this. But now, I wonder, do you think, Shelley, that you could dress up as a guy and fool one of your girlfriends into thinking that you are a guy? Because we could experiment with this. You know, this is within the realm of possibility.
You have seen me. I don't think this is possible.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll put the challenge up. We'll form a little experiment. I'll be in charge of your hair and makeup and all that, and I'll help you build the disguise.
I don't think that it's the hair and the makeup that we're going to have a problem with.
What are you talking about, Shelley?
Yes, what are you talking about? All right, here's a story from Boston. It's talking about the undercover boss. Maybe you've seen that show on CBS. They say a Boston owner, what is this, some kind of rental store, he went undercover. They say that the employees there who were female started to notice that every time they would go to the bathroom, that he would go into his office, like, immediately.
Ew.
Yeah. And this apparently happened so many times, they wondered, it's like Pavlov's dog here. We go to the bathroom, and he immediately goes to his office. What could this mean? Yeah. And they found that he had installed a hidden video camera there in the bathroom, and he was going into his office and just sitting there watching them in the bathroom. And he's been video recording all this. And it's weird to me that guys think they can get away with that.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, it's like wanting to do it to begin with. I remember a few years ago reading a story about a guy who would lower himself into porta potties, standing there waist deep in sewage with a video camera with a nice light on it so he could basically see. Now imagine from that point of view, what are you really seeing? You're just seeing a big butt, basically, and
full moon.
Yeah, and things rain down from it. I imagine that's the best way to envision this. Why would you know what? Maybe you can only shoot that for a certain, you know, maybe you get 10, 15 seconds, and then your lens has got to be cleaned. But those little glimpses were good enough for this guy. Just twisted people. It really is disturbing. Let's see here. Next story. I have a pile of them here tonight.
We have a theme tonight.
Somehow themes, this whole show is like a Rorschach test. We just throw out things and you make sense of it, you know.
That's what you read into it.
Yeah. The pinnacle of man's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. So let's see here. Now, this is a good tip for those of you who are men who are in the maybe the dating world. Here's a tip for how you can spend less money on a date. They claim that if you want to save money on a date, you need to have more than one woman around you vying for your attention. That if you just take out one woman and you want to treat her like, oh, she's the queen, you're going to be bankrupt by the end of the night. What you want is a little harem of women, and then each expects less. Or it maybe you're only buying for one.
Who is giving out this cockamamie advice?
This is USA Today.
Okay, well, they suck, and they're wrong, and well, no woman wants to date a cheapskate.
Well, but you see, it's not really about whether the man's being cheap. It's how much the woman expects.
No. He thinks he's all that?
No, if she's getting more attention
to
this one woman, she feels like the queen.
Yeah.
I mean,
she wants to.
Let's say there's like three or four women there, and let's say Joshua takes you all out. And if Joshua pays more attention to you than these other three women, you feel like the queen, do you not?
The queen. And they are going to maybe pitch in and buy stuff for you because they want to look better than the other lady there. So if you can be one of these rare, you know, Casanovas like myself here, where you can just take out a harem of women at once. It saves you money. So now I know what to do. I think we're coming up on a break here. when we come back, I'm going to tell you what a woman in Los Angeles will do for chicken McNuggets.
Ew.
Commander Y would like this story. And also why a reverend in Texas is raising some eyebrows with his very unconventional message about, well, what you should do to help your relationship. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange. Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Now is the time you should turn off the radio. If you haven't already, do it now. because we're talking about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff on the radio. And by the way, before I get into the Chicken McNugget story, I love Chicken McNugget stories. we now have no connection whatsoever. Well, maybe there are physical radionics boxes available for you. Wishing machines. There actually is a connection now that I think about it. Wishing machines at joshuapwarren.com. And, you can even wish for chicken McNuggets if you want. It's possible.
I wasn't thinking about chicken McNuggets.
What are you thinking about?
I was thinking something really awful.
Is it something that we can say on the air?
Probably not.
Okay.
Please don't stuff them up your butt.
God. What the heck is up with this?
I don't know. Like you
what
said.
Is she she's so just uncouth. This is...
I am not the one that chose the stories for tonight.
Well, like you said earlier, Joshua, it's like a Rorschach test. We know where her mind is.
Exactly. I have produced a nice, clean, pure, blank slate, and you have projected something really dirty onto it.
Clean? Wasn't the last story about a man who waded through crap?
Yeah, that's a hardcore news story. That's straight up... Walter Cronkite journalism. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Nominate you for an award.
So, you know, I've been talking about, usually we're just digging into Florida stories, but there's a lot of stuff happening in California now. So they're probably about to have an earthquake because their minds are being affected by the electromagnetic shift. You know, we talked about the head in the bag next to the Hollywood sign, the vampire lady who's biting babies' faces off, and now from Los Angeles, you know, if there's any doubt that chicken McNuggets are addictive, a woman has been arrested in Los Angeles because she was going around in a McDonald's parking lot, opening the doors of customers and saying, I will blank your blank for some chicken McNuggets. I'm serious, man. And she
well,
was.
What kind of sauce was on the McNuggets?
that depends. She was offering that for chicken McNuggets. And one guy not only declined the offer, but he contacted the cops, and they came, and they've arrested her for what they call, quote, suspicion of prostitution for chicken McNuggets. Wow, that is a dirty, dirty hoe. You know, of all the hoe stories that I've read on this program, the chicken McNugget whore. That's a good one. From Los Angeles. An aspiring actress, no doubt. That's her backup plan. To feed herself. My goodness. Oh. Let's go to Texas here. A pastor and his wife staged a bizarre sex experiment on the roof of their church. Pastor and his wife camped out on top of the church in a bed for 24 hours, inspired by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and they say they are doing this to set an example that one of the big reasons that there are problems in good Christian marriages is that the man and the husband and wife, they need to be intimate every single day. And they've even written a book about this called Sexperiment, 7 Days to Lasting Intimacy. And in this book, they claim that you should just as an experiment, make a point for 7 days every single day to be intimate with your spouse. And, of course, I mean, these are Southern Baptists. This is a Southern Baptist minister. So clearly there is some kind of shift in consciousness happening here. I don't know what the congregation thinks about this, but they are they're very gleeful about this strategy. And, hey, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
If it brings you closer to God.
And God said.
Don't preacher just pray anymore.
Well, there's some praying going on.
I'm sure.
Yeah. These are the answers to some prayers, I bet. Let's see here. A story. America is drunk from Fox News says here. New data reveals 1 in every 6 Americans downs 8 mixed drinks within a few hours, 4 times a month. Wow, really? 8 mixed drinks within a few hours? I don't know. I'm trying to think. That's is that overwhelming?
Is it?
8? Well, that is a lot of mixed drinks. But it depends on, you know, how big you are.
Well, and how big the drink is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're calling this, you know, a binge drink scenario. And they say those, 13% of those between the ages of 45 and 65 binge drink 5 times a month, too. And they're saying, oh, this is just way overboard. Hey, it's because everybody's poor, you know. Life sucks for a lot of people. That's why drinking went up during the Depression before.
I was about to say, when the economy's down, beer sales and liquor sales go up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lipstick sales go up, too. Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that the salons are making a lot more money because mm-hmm. women are trying to look better, not only to squeegee a little bit more out of their relationships, whatever that means, but also to get hired. You know, you go in for a job interview, you want to look your best.
Well, you want to feel good.
Yeah, we all do. Here we have from Las Vegas. A company in Las Vegas is working on a project to deliver 1,000 machines, I call it a machine, to military wives. Computer-based technology that allows them to have a relationship with their husband thousands of miles away. And they just want
to give away apparently 1,000 of these things. It's an object, they say, that has a whirring, rotating... I can't read more adjectives, I'm sorry, but you get the picture.
Humanitarian
When we
effort.
Come back, yeah, the last minutes of the Dark 30 Hour, I've got one of those stories that I read, and I said, huh? Are you kidding me? And it's real. And then also, before we get to that, about a man, a robber, who stole something from an Iowa shop that, well, it's hard to believe people will put their lives on the line to steal something like this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Yes, yes, I know you're hungry. Ah, and here comes dinner.
Listening to the Dark 30 Hour in the final minutes of tonight's program. Tonight, Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And again, I implore you to visit speakingofstrange.com and joshuapwarren.com. And again, remember, once in a while, the show starts, well, the show is in session, but sometimes we come in a little late on the East Coast if there's a ball game that runs over. So, you know, be sure to always tune in a little, you know, 5-10 minutes after you hear a ball game to see if we're going to be on the air. So we have a couple stories here to kind of end the show with tonight. And one of them, I read it and I was like, what? But before we get to that one, we have a story from Iowa. Iowa police are hunting for the knife-wielding man who robbed an adult novelty shop of a $250 sex doll. The guy went in around 3 in the morning, showed a female employee a hunting knife, and apparently it, you know, he allowed her to flee. At that point, the man took the doll and bolted. 165-pound white guy, they say, wore a scarf over his face, carried a backpack. He got the toy called the Blank Me Silly number 1 model. And, you know, whenever I say blank on this show, I think you can fill in the blank.
Yes.
It's called Blank Me Silly number 1. And
that number 1 model is so great, you know?
It weighs 20 pounds! 20 pounds. Pipe dream. They call it the most realistic, and this is a quote from the company that makes it, the most realistic piece of you-know-what you've ever you-know-what. Slap that big you-know-what around and listen to the whack. It sounds and feels just like a real you-know-what. End quote. Okay. And it says there have been previous scenarios when one guy in Ohio broke into a shop and stole an $800 unit. Imagine what that one must be like. But, I mean, that's amazing. People are willing to go to prison,
you know, because they want to go in and steal this machine that's going to do this for them. It's weird.
They're you-know-whatted in the head.
Yeah, you're right. So here's the story that I read that I was just like, how am I going to really read this on the air? And I'm still not exactly sure about how to do it. Shelley, when a man loves a woman,
he goes and steals her.
That's how all great stories start out. When a man loves a woman,
sex toy, yes.
Birds and bees come together, and basically, women, they have a certain part, and men have a certain part, right? There's a story from the UK about a woman, and I've seen her in the interview. She's 27 years old. She looks very serious. You know, she's an attractive young blonde lady, and she has at least one in a million condition. They say that if you were to look at her externally, she looks completely normal. But if you were to look at her internally, she has two of what a normal woman has one of. Am I making sense here?
Yes.
The outside looks normal and standard and what you would expect. But once you get through the barbarians at the gate, there is a fork in the road. And you have options there for how to, you know, proceed. Is this getting... I'm getting the point across. Okay. And she said that she never realized that she had this until she became mature enough to start experiencing, you know, menstrual issues. And hers were doubly painful. So think about, you know, I wouldn't know, but I'm imagining it must be pretty uncomfortable for a woman, and imagine that doubled. And her whole life, you know, she'd had physicals and so on, and nobody ever realized this until finally, you know, when she got old enough to be intimate with men, a guy finally pointed out, you know, you have something interesting going on here. And that is how she realized that she has it. And now she says she's fine with it. She's learned to deal with it. But she said that she's literally had to undergo twice as much of everything else that normal women have to undergo. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I think Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!